Michelle, my life's sweetest friend. This year should be a special school for me, normally, and Rosie Shehichiu. So, it's Chayach Chavit Fega, Bas Michal Yudispasia. The Mishnah, Mesechus Bava Kame, and Daf. Mem Dalet Amin Aleph says, Shoshay Miskachich Bakoitel, Miskachich Bakoitel. Venafal Ala Adam, a shore that was rubbing against the wall. And the wall falls on a person and kills him. Also, a shor sheniskavim la'arages ha'behemah v'arages ha'odam, an axe that intended to kill an animal and ended up killing a person that was nearby. Or nis the kenaini, he intended on killing a kenaini, and he ended up killing a ben Yisrael, a Jew, the nephalim, or an unviable child, and har ben kayam. In all these cases, pater, the short is not going to be Niskal. Why not? Because he didn't have Kavana. Ad kan midivrei kacho shela Mishnah. The Gemara and Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis says, "Haniskavin larges avarges echayiv." That if the animal had Kavana, Laharoges Zeh, he had Kavana to kill a Jew. Laharoges Zeh, and he killed another Jew. He wanted to kill Reuven. He ended up killing Shimon. It's Mashman, the Mishnah, the Shoras Chayiv, Skila. Why? Because Mishnah says that when is he Pater? He's Pater when he's Miskavin Laharoges Zeh V'Hareses Ha'Adam. But if Miskavin Laharoges Adam V'Hareses Ha'Adam will be Chayiv. So Masnisin, the loy ki Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon. The Sani, we learned in the Braisa that Reb Shimon says, I feel on the sky and lar gizah var gizah, poter. Reb Shimon says, if you have kavana, the Braisa that if you have, that the axe has kavana to kill a Jew, and he kills a different Jew, the animal, the axe is poter miskila, because he didn't have proper kavana, my taima. What's the reason of Reb Shimon? Yumas. So we have a hekesh in the pasuk between skilas hashor, loinish misa shela bailim. K'misas bailim kach misas shor. Like the misa of the bailim, so is the misa of the shor. Ma bailim. Adam achavin lei. Just like the bailim are only chayiv misa when he has kavana to kill that person he wanted to kill. That person that he actually killed, he has to have kavanah to kill the person he killed. So too, afshor nami adam mechavinli. So too, the shore is only chayiv skila when he has kavanah. The person who is Nerag Bafa. But in Niskavin Lara Gezeh Bahara Gezeh, he's Pater Miskila, so we learn from the person, just like a person has to have Kavana in order to be Chayiv. He has to have Kavana. To kill the person he actually killed, so to the shore has to have Kavana to kill the person who he actually killed, who the Ashur actually killed. But if Niskavin Lahar Gezeh V'Har Gezeh, he's going to be Pater Miskila. So, Gemara asks, U'Bailam Gufayu Minalan, how do we know that the Bailam are Pater if they kill the wrong guy? The person they didn't intend to kill, Damar Kar Varav Kamloi. So Varav Loi Vakamloi, Biko Nefesh Vames. So Varav Lo is superfluous. Could have just said Vakamloi Biko. But then Varav Lo, Achi is Skavin Lo. He has to have Kavanah for this specific person, Rabbanan, who hold We see in the Talmud Kam in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Ayin Tes Amid Aleph that a Rotzeach is Chayav Misa, even if he is doesn't have Kavana for the guy actually killed. He has to have Kavana for a person, but it doesn't have to be the guy actually killed. And then Yane says that it excludes a case where he throws a rock into a group of people. They're going there, they're Jews, and then he kills the Jew. Such a case, he'll be pater. So, Mirza Shem, we've already discussed that in the past. We'll hopefully go into that in the future as well. The Rambam, in the beginning of the fourth parak of Hilchos Reitzeach, paskins l'gabei adam k'rib Shimon, miskavim l'harig ezeh v'horig ezeh, pater. If he was miskavim l'harig ez Shimon, and they ended up killing Reuven, he's pater. But by Shor Niskol, the Rambam writes, Niskei Momen, 10:9, Eina behema niskeles im hamisa, So the Rambam says that the animal has to have kavana in order for it to get skila, to be mazik someone for whom he's chayev skila, meaning a human being. So all that means is that if the ox had kavana to kill one human being, killed another human being, the ox is chayev skila. So the Rambam Paskin is not like the Gemara. The Gemara says it's tali. Adam is tali, Behem is tali, but Gemis Abanakach Misa Shor. Just like Bailam, according to Reb Shimon, you have to have Kavana for the guy who was actually killed, so too by the Shor. And the Rambam splits the two up. The Rambam says when it comes to an Adam, he Paskin is like Reb Shimon. Niskavin Largas Ever Hargas Epater. When it comes to a Shor, Paskins like the Rabbanan. The Niskavin Laragazev Argazechayev. So, where is the Rambam coming from? Das ist unser Kashi. The Lechem Mishneh. There. In Niske Momen. And in the first parak of Chovel Umazik in the fourth halacha writes that the Rambam explains that the Rabbanan and Baba Kama are not Lav Hainu Rabbanan the Hacha the Mechaybe Af Ba'adam Kuper Ashkanashi. El Afilu Aliba de Reb Shimon, the Hacha, the Pater Ba'adam, Afilu Hacha Yitzfirle, the Tana de Masnis and the Baba Kama, the Gabe Shor, the Rambam is learning that the Rabbanan and Bava Kama don't paskin that Niskavin laragezeh v'haragezeh chayiv. The rabbis in Bava Kama paskin the niskavin laragezeh v'haragezeh v'ein adam. It's pater. This whole vort, the way we explain the Gemara, that to machoikis, even by Adam, between Reb Shimon and the Rabban, and that's the way Rashi's learning. The Rambam doesn't learn that way. The Rambam learns that when it comes to Adam, the rabbis learn Skavin Laragazev Haragazev Pater. Afilu l'Reb Shimon, says the Lechem Mishneh, that even according to Reb Shimon, the Pater's Ba'adam, the Niskav and Laragazev Argazev Pater Ba'adam, Even the rabbis accept that. Nevertheless, they hold not by Shor Niskal. In other words, the Rambam is going full throttle, full force with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan taka hold, they can agree with Rav Shimon. It's going to be Pater. And it's going to be Chayiv. It's very nice. It works out now. Everything is the rabbis. The Rambam doesn't pass in one like Rabbi Yehuda and the other like the rabbis, but on a sparish time, we shall double. We have no rationale. Why don't the rabbis say kemisus habaylam kach misus hashur? Why don't they equate the two? Why do the rabbis say no? By the baylam niskavin aragazev aragazev poter, and by shur niskavin aragazev aragazev chayiv. Why do the rabbis distinguish between the two? Why don't we say Kamisa Bal and Kamisa Shur? So that's the Kasha. In the Shi'urim, Moreinu, Reb Shmuel Zatzal, he explains as follows, that he is a Yesod, that the Chiyuv Misa of a Rotzeach, Eino Ibo, a person is not chayiv misa because he killed a Jewish soul, a Jewish person. Elak shehorak es ruvein, hareyum is chayiv al arigas ruvein. It's a din klapei chaveiro. He killed ruvein. He's mischayiv for killing ruvein. Not that he killed a yid. In algemein, often klali, arag yudi, lo, ze lo apshat. Apshat hu, shuhu arag es ruvein. Hu chiyav nisa la avera klapei chaveroi. Not only that, but the victim is a baldin to be toiveya, the chiyuv misa, midin nefesh tachas nefesh, a soul for a soul. You owe me, dude. And it's a chiyuv misa to Ruvein bedafka. So hopefully we'll get more into this in a different shir. It's a very big yisod. So it's a specific, this is explained by Rabbeinu in his Chidushim to Sanhedrin, Simen Tes. So this is a special chiyuv, klapei this person specifically, to Ruvein. So according to that we understand the Svar of the Rambam, who is Mechalek between Shor and Adam. Because the Rambam holds that the whole Iker Din of Ad Sheyiskavin Lezeh is Davka Ba'odam Shechiyuvuhu Midin Nefesh Tachas Nofesh. And it's a Chiyuv LaChaveiroi. But Zeh Shayich Loimar שצריכים נמי שיתכוון אליו. When it comes to a person, since the chiyuv is for killing Reuven, he has to have had Reuven in mind. If he had Shimon in mind, and he ended up getting Reuven, he's not chayiv, because he didn't have Reuven in mind. Ashenkin b'shor ha-niskol, harei lo yishayich lodun mishum nefesh tachas nefesh tachas nefesh. It's not that you're taking one soul for the other. It's not that when the shor kills, so he's responsible for killing Reuven b'daika, and now you're taking this the nefesh of this of the axe keneged Reuven. No. His misa is because he's a ratzchin. He's a shor ratzchin. He's a murderous shor. He's a murderous shor. And it's a chiyuv l'shamayim. It's not a chiyuv l'chaver, it's a chiyuv l'shamayim. It's Hashem. And therefore the rabbis hold in Bava Kamma, that not in Sanhedrin, but in Bava Kamma, shebazeh lo yishayach p'tura deniskavim l'arog ezeh v'horeg ezeh. Kevin she'ein chiyuvu al rigas ployni dafke, el al rigas nefesh stam. There you don't have the p'tur of Niskavin Argazev Argazev. Because by a shor, the ikur is that he's a ratzchin, so he intended to be a ratzchin to Reuven, he ended up getting Shimon, what does it matter? Shor is a ratzchin. So now we understand the psukim of the Rambam. And when it comes to a person, Niskavin Argazev Argazev Potter, why? Because his chiv is for the person that he killed. And the mele, if he didn't intend to kill this person, he's not chayv misa. Hashem came when it comes to a behema is chayv misa for being a ratzchin, it's chayv skill for being a ratzchin. So what does it matter who he intended to kill? He intended to kill this axe. So what's the svara of Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon's svara is that he holds that there's a hekesh between Mises Abaylam and Mises Ashur, even though the time of the tour doesn't apply to the shore. Because the shore is like the rabbis thought the shore shouldn't be put there because the shore is a shore ratzchen. We have a hekesh, Mises Abaylam, Mises Ashur. Abaylam is only chayv Misa if he intended this person, so to the shore. And the rabbis in Bava Kamma argue and they say no. We make this equation where it's relevant, but here, where it isn't relevant, then we don't make the equation. We don't say kamisa bailam kach misa sashor. Because the shore is going to get it even if it's skavin la'ar gezeh v'har gezeh. Because he's a shore ratzchim, Hashem ken nodem, utzachiyav klapei chaveiro, and he didn't intend to kill this specific person. Mela pater. So obviously this is a huge sugya, and Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, anachnu namshich v'nireh od nifla'ot mitorat Hashem. Thank God the Reb Shmuel on Sanhedrin, just the second volume alone, is 957 pages. So that gives us a lot of work to do, a lot of enjoyable, incredible, beautiful work to do. So we look forward. And thank you for listening. And Mirtz Hashem, B'li Neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.